And what is your name?
Florence Strachan, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Strachan, where were you born?
In Aberdeen, Scotland, in 1899.
And when did you come out to Burnaby?
In 1924.
And why Burnaby?
We had to come out to Burnaby because my husband worked at Barnett Mills and was quite a distance from Vancouver to there, those days.
You were married before you came?
Yes.
You were married before you came out here to the Barnett Mills?
Yes.
Your husband had met you where?
In Scotland.
In Scotland. I see. And how did you come from Scotland over to...
Came on the Franconia ship,
mm-hmm.
and then by train from Quebec to Vancouver.
And what year would that be?
1922.
Okay. And where did you settle here in Burnaby?
5521 East Hastings Street. We rented a house there.
Rented a house. I see. You mentioned last time that you eventually did buy a house in that area.
Yeah, we bought a house on 290 Ellesmere Avenue
mm-hmm.
in 1926.
Did you build the house yourself?
No, or? We bought it.
You bought it. You mentioned that was that it was a speculative house. It was built for speculation. Was that a common practice?
Yes, for the carpenters who were out of work in the wintertime.
I see. And your husband worked at the Barnett Mills?
Yes.
And he started there right when you moved here to Burnaby?
Yes.
You're shy. Can you tell us a bit of what your husband's job was there at the mills?
He was on a crane.
Mm-hmm.
It was a steam crane at that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he always had to go an hour earlier in the mornings to get it started up.
I see.
For the men to start work at 8 o'clock.
There's one question I had was... Was there one mill in that area, or was there two? I've heard of a Kapoor mill and also a Barnett mill.
Yes. I'm not quite sure. Just I think it was this Barnett that he mm-hmm. worked at. Kapoor's came later, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I was trying. Some people seem to think there was two, but
it could have been.
Most people seem to think that the Barnett Mill was also the Kapoor Mill. It was one and the same. The Kapoors bought the Barnett Mill.
Later they did. Yes.
Later they did.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So it's the same mill. Okay, throughout time there.
Yes.
I thought perhaps we'd move right to the 1930s. And do you remember yourself when you recall the Depression as being something that affected you? In what year into the study?
Well, our Depression really started in 1931.
Mm-hmm.
The mills went broke. The mill went broke, you know.
And that...
There was a strike, but then they went broke.
And your husband was out of work in 31.
Mm-hmm.
Did not they cut the wages as well before this? Weren't...
That's why they went on strike, I guess.
In 31.
To get more wages, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What family did you have then when your husband went out of work?
Two.
Two children?
Mm-hmm.
And they were born?
One in 1928 and the other in 1930.
So you've got one that's 3 years old and... another child a year old, and your husband goes out of work in 1931. How did you manage from there? How you have a house as well?
We had our own house. No, we were very fortunate. Our house was paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Having no children for so many years, we put all our extra money on the house.
Into the house.
As my husband said, you never know what's going to happen. And which was a good idea.
Yeah. So you just had to, you still had to try to raise a family though.
Yes.
A growing family.
Yeah. seeing that they were so young, it wasn't too hard, you know. It wasn't like that they were going to school. Because, we had the garden and we had lots of fruit trees. And we camped, you know, and one thing or another.
Was that quite common in that area around there to have... Did you have a fair amount of acreage?
No, we just had a lot, 66 by 120.
Mm-hmm. And you had your own fruit trees and a large garden.
Mm-hmm. And a few chickens.
And a few chickens. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask the chickens. What about the area around there, surrounding that? Pretty well the same.
Pretty well the same, yes.
Really, the areas then in Burnaby with the larger acreage really are, say, south of Hastings?
I would say yes.
Yeah, that seems to be what I...
Yeah.
Around Deer Lake.
Or Deer Lake in that area, right. Yeah. Did you go on to relief? Did you apply for the municipal relief then?
Yes.
And
we got script first. Mm-hmm. We didn't get any money. We got script and was consisted of beans and rice and sugar and just the staples, you know, flour. Mm-hmm. We weren't allowed. We had to just take that. We weren't allowed to have money at that time.
How did you go about applying for relief? What's the process? How do you?
We had to go down to the relief office and apply for it.
Which was where?
On Hastings Street.
On Hastings.
On Hastings, the block. I would say about the 42nd Handel block, I believe it was then.
Mm-hmm. That was far. And you can only get your staples. What about clothing and the like of this? Do they have a script for that as well?
You had to apply, and an investigator came to your house.
See.
To see if you really needed it. And it was up to her or him, whichever one came. If they thought you needed it, you got it. But if they didn't, you didn't get anything. But then after a while, we got money.
Did you have to work?
Not at that time.
Not at that time.
No. We got $28 a month for the four of us.
Before.
And every 3 months we got 40% of that, you know, just for, mm-hmm. Well, we hauled wood home with it for the winter for our furnace. So
they'd give you, every 3 months you got 40% extra to cover, yeah. Say, your heating costs or any other household expenses,
yes.
That things that might have accumulated.
Did they still investigate you when they were giving cash?
No.
What can you recall when they got into the where you worked for the money, or was it voluntary whether you worked or didn't for the cash relief?
I think it was voluntary. My husband, he wanted to work. Mm-hmm. He hated being on relief, and well, this was part of to pay part of the taxes. See, they were going behind every year.
I see. So you could work your taxes off as well.
Part of them, yes.
Can you recall what jobs your husband did on relief?
Just digging ditches, clearing them up, and that was about all.
Kind of road, what do you call boulevard maintenance and sewers maintenance and that type of thing. I see. Can you perhaps comment on the municipality's response to your needs? Did the relief really meet your needs, or was it lacking?
Well, they weren't too bad. Perhaps some people needed more than we did. Mm-hmm. You know, as I said before, we had
the house. You didn't have to worry about.
We didn't have to worry about the house at all. Which was a blessing.